here we go. Looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, October the 8th, 2025. My name's Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hello, Kay.
And we're back in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre. In the background are Les and Jill. Hello, Les and Jill, and they're both waving and acknowledging us.
So Julie's in the back room
as Julie's
well.
Oh, Julie's in the back room.
But we can't see Julie. She's here.
And she's here. I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Jottings. The summer is now rapidly approaching and already Gawler has been visited by several premonitions of the coming hot winds and dust storms. Silk coats and eye protectors will soon become the order of the day. Gawler is not the pleasantest place in the world for a summer residence, and the character of the surrounding country entirely precludes the possibility of its ever being so. But there are some things which could be done at a small cost and which would greatly ameliorate the unpleasantness of living in Murray Street in the dog days. Perhaps the reform easiest to be accomplished and at the same time conferring the greatest benefit upon the residents and visitors would be the watering of the streets.
Yes, to stop the dust.
It would be very dusty, wouldn't it?
Yes, very, very dusty. And there would be manure mixed into the dust,
yeah.
So you're getting
a mix of dust. Yeah, well, the manure actually helped make it solid, but anyway.
Yes, yeah, but it did. Right. Yes. But, yes, summer in Gawler in those early days, no air conditioning, no running water. And that would have been a problem with watering the streets. They probably didn't have enough water to always water the streets.
They'd have to get it out of the rivers, wouldn't they?
Yes, yeah.
Out of the
wells. So individuals had wells for water, were digging wells.
I don't think they had the water tank at that point, did they? The one up on Counton Road.
I don't know when
that
was
built. I think that was later. Well, last weekend it spiked a bit. Nice for the long weekend, though.
Yes, it was. So 100 years ago, Clare Show. Aptly termed the Garden of the North, the charmingly situated township of Clare will be the mecca of motorists who intend visiting the annual Clare Show on Wednesday, October the 21st. Over £500 has been spent on improvements. The large pavilion, which houses exceptionally fine flowers, fruit, wool, dried and preserved fruit, vegetables and other attractive exhibits, has been added to and has been re-erected 60 yards from its former position. So there was a typo there. Yet another.
It is
a nice place, Clare.
It is pretty.
And I imagine it was very pretty back then, without all the industrialisation or the commercialisation.
Yeah. 50 years ago, exit T.B. George Grocer. When Mr. Tom George closes his grocery store at 88 Murray Street, Gawler, on Saturday morning at 11:30, it will mark the end of a retail era which began before the Second World War. T.B. George Grocers has been a household name in the town since Tom and his father first opened business 45 years ago. Well, that would probably be relation to Humphrey George, wouldn't
it? Yes, I was wondering that when I read it, if that was the same family. It probably is.
It probably would be. In 88 Murray Street would be... Whereabouts is 88? That would be about where Breitons are.
I think there was a grocery down there. But it was really the end of the small grocers with the opening of the supermarket. So the first supermarket opened about 56, I think, 55 was the opening of Gawler's first supermarket. So it was that ongoing period of change and shift in shopping.
I remember the grocer up at Tea Tree Gully, Hancock's, and we used to... get stuff from them, and then Clovercrest opened when I was about 11, 10. No, younger than that, probably about 9 when Clovercrest opened, so that'd be the early 60s, mid-60s.
Yes, that's when that shift was happening.
Yeah.
So 25 years ago, 58-year-old Gown has pride of place. 80-year-old Ivy Collins still has her wedding dress hanging in the wardrobe at home. I couldn't part with that, she quips. 58 years after she was married, I'm going to be buried in that dress. Ivy wore the flowing cream gown when she read Infantry Soldier Will Collins in Birmingham, England, on February the 21st, 1942. Ivy and Will sacrificed ration coupons meant for bedding to buy the dress, and Ivy borrowed a headpiece and shoes for the big day. Of course, during the war, getting lace required a lot of ration coupons.
Oh, yeah.
I know my aunt had all her friends giving her their coupons because she was married at the end of the war. That was in Australia, but it was very similar deal.
Yes. And there she is.
Mm-hmm. It's a lovely photo.
It is a lovely photo of her and her
husband.
Husband, I suppose.
Yeah, after 58 years. Yeah. So.
10 years ago, and here's another one about the weather. Hot, windy conditions over the weekend have caused widespread damage to the region's crops just weeks before harvest. A week ago, local farmers had been blessed with what looked like a bumper crop season, but the weekend's early heatwave looks to have severely hampered their yields. Freeling farmer Gavin Schuster said his grain and hay crops were looking above average this time last week, but had suffered as a result of Mother Nature. Well, I noticed this last week all of the hay has been cut and now it's curing. And, of course, we've had that little bit of rain. And I said to someone locally, well, I hope we don't get too much rain now because it would spoil the hay.
Yes, yes. Well, it looks like we're getting more, so.
Yeah, we're only getting little dribs and drabs. And it's enough to dry out with the wind that we're getting. So hopefully we'll just strike that balance. So. And that's it for this week.
Yes, until next week, Kay.
Until then, Jeanette, and it'll probably be cool and might be warm. And all being well, I'm going to do a balloon flight up in the Barossa Valley on Sunday morning.
Oh, lovely.
All being well. Hopefully the weather will be weather gods. We're watching the forecast and thinking, oh, it's not windy. Apparently that's the determining thing. It might be rain, but it's the wind that stops it. So fingers crossed for Sunday morning.
Yes, we'll do.
And we'll speak again next week.
Okay, until next week.
Bye.
Bye. For all light signs.